Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Ladies Best Life podcast, episode 128. Absolute madness, 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 madness. And I just wanted to say, like, firstly, thank you for those of you who have been sharing this episode. I know I've asked a lot recently, but like I say, I'm not here to, you know, ask you for stuff all the time. So just a simple share, making sure that you're following, making sure that you're subscribed means the fucking world to me, because without you sharing it, without you helping me to get this message out there, I can't keep going on the free content. So thank you. I massively appreciate it. So I want to start today's podcast by giving you a bit of an insight into what's been going on in my life. You guys know I'm not afraid to be an open book. I'm not afraid to share what's going on. And actually, once I've given you a bit of a kind of an insight into what is going on in my life, I want to share some of the lessons that I've learnt from going through my own little mini cut, if you like. So a bit of a mini fat loss phase. Two episodes ago, I did talk a little bit about it, but I kind of wanted to show you a little bit more and give you some of the insights so that hopefully you can learn from my mistakes in advance. So what's been going on for me? 2024, my mission was all about stability and growth. Now that might seem kind of counterproductive, like how can they both work together? But I found that through 2023, I was quite reactive. You know, I went to Bali for 3 weeks and I decided to stay for 3 months. Obviously, I had the opportunity to do that. My dog was looked after. My business can be run online. Like, absolutely everything was fine. But things felt quite reactive, and sometimes reactivity can feel messy. Now, there wasn't like an abundance of mess, if you like, but for me, I reflected and just thought, right, this year I actually want to feel a bit more proactive. I want things to feel more stable, more structured. So that was my intention for the year. Now, I mentioned this a couple of podcasts ago as well, like the beginning of this year, I actually went through a breakup. It's been on the cards for quite a while. This is the thing, right? Sometimes things just don't work out. And I was listening to a really good podcast and it was like, why do we need to see a breakup as a failure? Why can't we just see it as an expiration? The relationship just expired. And actually, I've been able to reflect on it in a really positive and productive way and seen, one, my behaviors and how things can change for me in a relationship and things I need to work on. But two, the things that I've gained from my time with him. And it has been incredible. You know, we've seen so many parts of the world. We've grown in so many ways. And I will forever be thankful. Forever be thankful. But again, like I said, it reached its expiry date. And I haven't really wanted to or been able to talk about it until this past couple of weeks. And I think this is the thing, you know, when you have such a public life and when so many people know so much about you, people can fucking sense it. And I actually received quite a lot of messages from you guys, and I fucking love you for this, going, is everything okay? You just don't look yourself. And I was like, oh, busted. Fuck, they've noticed. And it wasn't that I was being being deceitful or lying. I just wasn't ready to bring it to the world yet. But over this past few weeks, I've been more than happy to do that. And I wanted to share it with you because, you know, old Sasha would have gone through something like this and it would have been emotional and reactive and it would have been kind of like super messy and it would have been, you know, everything else has to go on hold whilst I go into victim mode. But actually, I'm so fucking proud of how I've handled it. I've communicated like a boss. I've, you know, continued doing the do in business and in coaching and in my personal standards. I've continued to look after myself and serve myself and sleep well. You know, 2 years ago, Sasha could never have dreamt about this version of me right now. And I just want to say that, not to big up myself, but just to get you to recognize within yourself that actually, if you're not happy with the way that you're behaving, it can change. If you are, you know, embarrassed about something that you're doing, it can change. Or even on the flip side, if you've done some work, if you've put in the fucking reps to improve your emotional stability and you're handling situations as minuscule as it might feel, in a different way, fucking reward yourself, celebrate yourself. Because 99% of the population won't go down this road of self-development. They will just continue being reactive, emotional, you know, I'm just the way I am sort of thing. Whereas you are stepping away from that. You are doing the work. So be proud of yourself. So yeah, it's been an interesting start to the year. We went to Marbella and spent 3 weeks there, which was beautiful. I love it there. And at the time that you're going to be listening to this, I am going to be in Dubai and I'm spending the next 6 weeks there, which for me is an exciting thing. I've been there a couple of times and I love it. Okay, I love Dubai. I love the weather. I love the people. So I've got so many friends in Dubai who are fellow coaches who I feel really seen, heard and understood by. And that is what I think I'm craving this year, is to put myself in spaces where I do feel like a fairly normal person. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling a bit like, you know, you're on a bit of a mission with your career or your body or whatever, and people around you aren't getting you and you're feeling a bit misunderstood, put yourself in a different room. And I know it's not always easy. You don't need to come to Dubai with me, but, you know, can you find a Facebook group? Can you join a coaching program? Like, what is it that you can do that's going to help you to feel a bit more understood? Because that is so important, especially when you're going on a journey of change. So I moved house at the beginning of the year, put all of my stuff in storage, and it was just fucking busy. You know what it's like moving house, right? It was just busy. And it felt like my nutrition was fine, but things started to slip. Like I was eating a bit more kind of highly sugar, high refined sugar stuff, like snacks and stuff, more than I normally would. I wasn't drinking because I haven't drank since Christmas Day, because that was enough to fucking put me off for life. But yeah, I kind of like let my standards slip, and like I was feeling a bit stressed and under pressure, more from a physical standpoint. So I noticed I had a few more spots. I felt quite puffy and inflamed and my head just felt busy. So my sleep was a little bit impacted. So I chose to train a little bit less. And when I got to Marbella, I kind of recognized, fuck, like I don't feel that good in a bikini at the minute. So I decided to go on an 8 week mini cut. I think I said 6 weeks, but yeah, it's been 8 weeks. And actually I've really enjoyed it. And the lessons that I wanted to teach you, because you can do a mini cut and then you can do a mini cut. You can do a mini cut and feel deprived, knackered, snappy, craving your favorite foods because you're depriving yourself. Or you can do it the way I did it. And the way that I did it was I've had energy. I've actually felt more inspired. I've had more motivation. I've slept better and I've still enjoyed my favorite food. So here are my lessons. Lesson number one, you still have to listen to that word, I've done that on purpose. You still have to enjoy your favorite food. Fuck doing a mini cut. Fuck doing anything towards a goal if you can't have things that fully fulfill you and light you up. And for me, dinner dates, sitting down with a hot chocolate or a coffee or something like that with a friend, and maybe even a slice of carrot cake. Fuck yes. And that has enabled me to get to this point on the journey and want to take it further rather than like, get me off this diet, I need some carrot cake. Okay, so if you want longevity or just to enjoy your mini cut, allow for your favorite food. And we operate inside Coaching Club the 80-20 rule. And you can, some weeks it could be 90-10, so 90% wholesome, nutritious food, 10% whatever the fuck you like. The next week you could be going away to Dublin for 3 days and it might need to be 70-30. Okay, or 50-50. So remember, consistency isn't the same line all the time. It isn't the same numbers all the time. It is a balance of like you deciding at the beginning of the week what it needs to look like. For me, I generally, you know, have the same foods week in, week out. I will eat out lunch a couple of times a week, especially now I'm in the UK. I'm sure that will change when I go to Dubai. But yeah, so allowing myself to, if I want a takeaway on a Saturday night, to go and have one, if I want to go out for a roast and then they've got a chocolate brownie for dessert, I will allow myself to do that. Okay, so it's about choosing, because obviously, like, if you are listening and you're currently enjoying your favorite foods, but you're not losing weight, we need to create a deficit, right? So there will need to be an element of sacrifice, okay? But it doesn't need to be fully cut it out. So I just need to kind of say that, because I think sometimes people can be like, well, Sasha says I can eat what I want. You can, hun, but we need to be sensible about it, okay? And if you're emotionally eating, if you're stress eating, we need to address that to then change the food and the behavior, okay? So first thing, lesson, enjoy your favorite foods. If you want longevity, if you don't want to hit the fuck it button after you've completed and got to your goal, you need to still enjoy your favorite foods. The second one is planning is key. Any coaching club people are going to be listening to this going, fucking hell, is she paid to say that line? The days and weeks, so I spent a lot of the time when we came back from Spain, I was in an Airbnb in Shrewsbury for 3 days, then Manchester for 5 days, then Shrewsbury for 2 days, then in a different part of Shrewsbury for 8 days. Then at the point of recording this, I actually don't know where I'm going to go. And then I've got a event in France. So like my life was fucking crazy, right? It was here, there and everywhere. And on the weeks where I didn't even have like a couple of days planned, okay, my food went to shit. I would be grabbing stuff reactively, and because I was hungry and my brain was probably in a bit of decision fatigue, I would just grab and go whatever I wanted. So how can we plan to prevent decision fatigue and choosing things that aren't going to be aligned with where we want to go in the future? Now, people can sometimes say, and I've talked to you about this so much, that planning feels like a prison sentence. Planning doesn't need to be eating the same, like, because you said you were going to have spag bol on Monday. You don't need to have spag bol on Monday. If you want fucking chicken stir fry, swap it around. You are in the driving seat, okay? But just having a bit of a menu plan, or at least having food in and going, right, okay, I've got chicken fillets and I've got this, and I can mix that together. And then tomorrow I've got steak and blah, 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 blah. Right, having a bit of a loose plan is better than no plan at all. And the same with structure. So many women come to me and say they don't have time and they can't fit workouts in and they're overwhelmed, okay? That's because you're trying to run your life through your head. And if you've got children and a career and a husband, you are trying to probably run 3, 4, 5 lives through your own head with no structure, no order, and you're just doing it all reactively and fucking winging it. Your life will be made significantly easier if you plan a little bit, okay? Start with planning your next 5 days' food, okay? If you're unsure what to have, go on to Sainsbury's or wherever you do your food shop, click recipes and you will see an abundance of recipes that you can choose from. In regards to lunches, double cook your evening meal, so make enough for the following day, heat it up at work. Can't eat it hot, eat it cold, you know, or whatever. Make it work around you, but it really doesn't need to be that hard and that confusing and that overwhelming, but you are probably already in an overwhelmed state because you're trying to run your life through your head and not having it down in a calendar like Google Calendar or a written diary or even a massive timetable, fucking hell, we're not back in school, a massive like whiteboard in your kitchen where you can write down who's having what, who needs to be where, menu plans and all those different things. The next point is sleep is so important, okay? If you're knackered, you are going to want sugar, alcohol, cheese to not move your body more than if you've got energy, okay? Now, for those of you who've got bambinos, get woken up in the middle of the night, we have to do the best we can around the circumstances. Like so many people are like, well, I've got kids, so I can't. It's like, well, okay, you can be narrow-minded and think like that if you want. Or you can go, okay, I've got children. They fucking wake me up 3 times a night. So what can I do? You know, when you sit on the sofa between 9 and 11, you fall asleep. Then you go up to bed at 11 and you're wide awake because you fell asleep on the sofa. How about you just go to bed at 9? And you know about that story that you tell yourself that I can't go to bed at 9 because I need to unwind and switch off. It's actually a limiting belief that is holding you back and is killing your energy the following day. Brutal, harsh truths, okay? Look at where you're holding yourself back around sleep. Are you on your phone before bed? Are you having caffeine too late in the day? Is your room too hot or too cold? Does your partner snore? Do you need to get earplugs? What can you do to improve your sleep quality, okay? Do you need better boundaries with your children? Maybe you need to kind of research in how to kind of like make it happen so your children can stay in bed at night. I don't know, like I'm not a parent yet, okay? But when there's a will, there's a way. But sleep, so on the nights where my emotions got the better of me or I felt quite stressed, you know, looking at the house move and stuff like that or the breakup, I noticed my sleep would go to shit and the next day I'd find it so much more tempting. Like I'd just be craving fucking mini eggs, okay? So when I addressed my sleep, the craving for the mini eggs was no longer there. It was actually cream eggs, not mini eggs, but yeah, we'll roll with it. Second to last point, PMT. So I notice when I'm in pre-menstrual tension, so the week before my period, 5 days before my period, I need a few extra calories. I want a little bit more kind of like chocolatey stuff. So I try and choose dark chocolate and I need more sleep. And I don't want to see as many people, okay? So because I've actually learned about myself in PMT, and actually I'm not as strong in the gym and all different things like that, but because I understand myself and I understand who I am during that phase of my cycle, what I actually did throughout the beginning of this year is every time this week came along, I managed my expectations. I'd drop down the amount of people I'd see, like social events and stuff like that. I'd make sure I wasn't taking calls so late in the evening. I would reduce my workouts and give myself the opportunity to go for a walk if I didn't want to go to the gym, and I'd increase my calories. What this meant is I then didn't hit the fuck it button. Because if I deprived myself, because no, I said I was going to stick to 1400 calories or whatever, if I deprived myself like that, the stress that my body's under from going through that change, so from going through PMT, and the red button effect, you're not allowed it, don't look at it, don't touch it, all you want to do is touch it, right? If I'd have done it that way, I'd have got to probably a Friday, because that seems to be my kind of kryptonite, if you like. I'd have got to Friday and be like, fuck it, pass me a packet of Fox's biscuits, leave me alone, get me a cup of tea, and I'm going to dunk those all in, and then I'm going to feel sick after. But because I met myself where I was at, and because I didn't keep my expectations as high as in a normal week, I didn't have that kind of like binge episode. So that was a game changer. Final one for me is make your goal exciting. Okay, so I had it's a personal kind of insecurity and a thing that I know I feel my best, I present my best, I'm more confident when I feel a certain way from a toned aspect. So that was my beginning goal, is let's just get you back, Sash. Let's get you feeling good. Let's get you feeling good in your bikini. And then what happened is as I went through it, I kind of thought, oh, actually, I've just connected with a new photographer who wants to kind of do some lingerie shoots. And I was like, okay, that's a great goal for me to have. And I'm going to do it differently to how I did it before. So that's a goal. And that excites me, you know, seeing what I can do with my body, seeing how differently a photographer will take the pictures compared to the lady I used before. And then also, I felt the need to do something inspiring, not just for me, but for other people. So we've actually booked in a 10K and people have the option to do a 5K at Tatton Park in May. And I'm not a runner at the minute. Okay, I have run in the past, but I booked this in to do alongside a bit of an aesthetics push. So my 8 weeks mini cut. And now I feel excited. I feel excited about the person that I'm going to become from doing this level of training, from training in this particular way, from training as I am as a woman right now. I feel excited by it. So if you can make your goal exciting and just give you that little bit of a buzz, and it could be like, you could be listening to this thinking, fuck me, isn't she sad? I don't care, right? Because it lights me up. And that's what you need to find, is something that lights you up too. So they are my lessons from my mini cut. I hope you found it beneficial. I hope you found it useful and you've enjoyed it. And hopefully you can install some of those into your own life so that you don't make the mistakes that I have made. As always, ladies, please, please, please keep sharing. It means the world to me. Let's fucking grow this, because if I'm not giving value, you wouldn't be listening to it. So if there is value, please share it so that we can keep this going. Have an incredible day. Speak to you soon. Much love.